Well, on this International Women's Day, we of course went looking for a female musician with a big story, and we happened upon Irish-born, Berlin-based singer-songwriter who plays a guitar upside down. She's also got a great stage name, Wallace Bird. Thank you very much for joining us. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Wallace, you've been here a few times. This is your third trip to Australia.
That's right.
And I guess you're probably sick of talking about it. But for those of us who haven't heard your story, can you tell us what happened to you as a child that explains why you play your guitar literally upside down?
Yeah. When I was a baby, I was a toddler, I fell under a lawnmower and I had my fingers chopped off on my left hand. And they put them back on, you know, stitched them with sellotape and glue and whatnot. And so I'm missing a finger on my left hand, which amounted in me having to learn everything with my right hand. I was born left-handed and I have to switch everything around. So I play a left-handed guitar turned upside down. So the top strings are...
And you've been doing it since you were just a wee band. That's quite amazing, quite dedicated. You've obviously got music in your bones, obviously. Wallace, you grew up a devout Catholic, but you are gay and you came to that realisation pretty early on, I think, in your life. You've spoken a lot about how challenging that was, but you remained committed to your faith. Do you still remain committed to your faith as Catholicism's had a bit of a bollocking in recent years?
That's a great word. It's a perfect word for it. No, I mean, it's taken as much knocks as possible, you know. I guess the only thing that's present in my faith would be that I say a few prayers if I'm taking a flight or if somebody has passed or something. I still go to Mass with my parents when I'm home. But I mean, I don't believe in God and I just believe in people, really. But yeah, there was a lot to like about it. The tradition, that was beautiful. But aside from that, it's a deep, dark place to be believing in. I'd rather believe in people, yeah.
All right, let's talk about your music. Your new album is going to be released later this year, but you've already released a track from it. It's called Ocean. It's quite beautiful. I was listening to it on my way into work this morning. Okay. You describe it as a love letter to the LGBTQ+ community, and the film that you and others have made to accompany it was recently featured at Mardi Gras Film Festival here in Australia. What is the message? What is your letter to this community?
The letter is to say, be at peace with yourself, and there's nothing wrong with loving somebody of your same sex, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with being queer. You know, it's actually normal. We just have to normalize it, that's all. And if you're young or if you're old, it doesn't matter what age you are, just find the time to be yourself and live through that, I would say. That's what this is, yeah.
Okay, it's a great sentiment. Let's hear the song. Ocean. Wallace Bird, take it away. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You are everything. You are everything. And I'm not running anymore. You prized me open like a drawer. I want for nothing, then there's more. This is the poet's beauty, the kind they dream of. You have shook me to my core, and I want more and more. You are the ocean and the moon that controls it, the proof and the reason of time, the racing white horses, all these feelings and forces, the truth that I'm needing to find. You are everything. You are everything. I'm not running out the door. So hold me, Gala Salvador, as if in floating metaphor. is the poet's beauty. The kind ice cream of you have shook me to my core. Reason of time, you are everything.
Wallace Bird with Ocean. Wallace, you come from such a country with such a strong tradition of fantastic female artists, singers. Do you relate more to the sort of the Mary Black line or the Sinead O'Connor line?
Ooh, I'd say there's a good mixture in there. I'm a massive fan of Mary Black. But of course, I'm a massive fan of Sinead O'Connor. They're both so special in so many ways, you know, and I think that they're so true to their tradition is also quite inspiring.
Yeah. You're quite right. They are both so special. I think I can hear both there. Wallace, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much for singing with us on this International Women's Day. It's always hard to ask an artist to get up and sing so early in the morning, so thank you.
No, thank you very much. Have a lovely morning. Thank you.
Wallace Bird with Ocean. Wallace is in Australia for the next few weeks. She's at the Port Fairy Folk Festival in Victoria and the Adelaide Fringe and a number of other places. Check it out. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 7 minutes to 9.